Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to my audio prayer 3 on your journey, pathway to self-love. We're going to be talking about forgiving yourself. Yes. Forgiving yourself. This is extremely self-loving. And no, it is not always easy to do. I know that. I know it's not always to do. And it is totally possible. Please, dear soul, there is nothing that you have ever done that is not worthy of forgiveness. You as a being, as a soul, have always been doing the best you can in this lifetime. And the way I see this is each one of us has had a very specific life that we came into with very specific parents and upbringing and relatives and teachers and friends, right? Environment. Okay, so not all of that was always conscious. What's consciousness mean? People that were aware of what they're thinking, feeling, how they're being in the world. Some of them were not acting from a place of being awake. So sometimes they weren't kind. Sometimes they judged. Sometimes they were angry. And some of that, even not just some of that, maybe a lot of that went out on you. And maybe you felt a sadness in your heart at times and angry inside your being. Maybe these feelings that you didn't know how to process correctly. And some of that was stuff you came in with in this life. And then there was also what you picked up around you. So some of the choices you've made, they may have seemed to be completely out of alignment with who you are. I guarantee choices that were made that caused you suffering or others suffering were made when you were suffering. You were suffering. So can you just forgive yourself for maybe acting out of alignment with who you are? And when it happened, you knew it happened. Maybe afterwards you beat yourself up about it. And then you just decided that you needed to go ahead and just keep beating yourself about it. You proceeded to beat yourself up about it for however long you've been doing it now. Maybe you've been doing it for, I don't know, years. Do you have something in your life right now that you just think you just cannot forgive yourself for? Perhaps you have something in your life that you feel like you just can't forgive someone else for. What is that? Here in a moment, we're going to move into a prayer to help you move towards self-forgiveness in your life of yourself. And inevitably, what I've learned, the more we can forgive ourselves, there's someone we feel like we cannot forgive, we also learn to forgive them. But most importantly, we learn to forgive ourselves first. And then forgiveness outside of ourselves just becomes much more graceful and easy. This is what I've seen, and it's powerful. Okay? So I'd like for you to begin to take some deep breaths. Once more. Once more. Let it go. And now, would you please just place your hands over your heart space, keeping your eyes closed, and just let every word of this prayer be heard by you deeply within your heart space as much as possible. Thank you so much. Moving into prayer. I thank you. I thank you so very much, Mother, Father, God, for this wondrous, beautiful, divine day. It is the most divine day I know because it is the day that I am living in and I am breathing in, and for that I am grateful. There could be no better day than this day right now. Thank you so much. I've been feeling really intense energy moving through my body sometimes in this life. It's almost like I feel this very low belief in myself that I am worthy of what's called forgiveness. I feel like I've done things in my life that are so wrong and so bad that I simply cannot forgive myself. I realize now that by me not forgiving myself, I'm holding myself in like a type of prison, that somehow I should have known better. I should have been better. I understand I've been shooting all over myself. Mother, Father, God, help me stop this. Help me forgive myself for anything and everything that I feel like I've ever done that's not worthy of it. I believe a new belief. I am worthy of forgiveness. I deserve forgiveness. I know that I have had times when I was suffering in this life, and that is usually when I made these type of choices when I look back at my life. So therefore, I know that I was stuck in a place of feeling very down. And sometimes I didn't even know how down I was until I look back at the situation. My suffering caused me to want others to suffer. And I now know that I just didn't know how to do it any better. And I do forgive myself. I've never wanted to hurt anyone. I don't want to cause pain to others. I most importantly don't want to cause pain to myself. And I know that as I've moved through this life, sometimes I thought that by causing them pain, I could feel less pain of my own. I could distract from my pain. And I now see it doesn't work that way. So I forgive myself for not knowing how to do it any better than what I just described. Please, Mother, Father, God, if there's anything within me that I'm still struggling with forgiving, please help me do that right now. Help me to begin to break loose any of the energies that are saying, oh, no, this is something you could never forgive. Please, Mother, Father, God, help me forgive myself. Let go of the pain and the suffering around a choice that I made that was out of alignment with who I am. Help me know who I am more and more as I move forward in this life, so I no longer need to make choices that cause me suffering or for others to suffer as well. Thank you so much, Mother, Father, God. I'm grateful for this assistance, and I'm grateful to know that I am forgiving myself more today than I ever have. I forgive myself for anything and everything that I've ever done that I felt that was bad or wrong. I do that right now. Right now. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Taking a deep breath. Thank you so, so much for joining me. Thank you so much for joining me on this lovely, lovely prayer today. Hopefully it was assistive for you, and have a great rest of your day. Blessings. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.